call the meeting of the Andy Zoning Board of Adjustment. Today is May 6, 2025, and if you'd stand please for the pledge, we'd appreciate it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ms. Ross, would you please read the first case for us?
Case number 25-005. Applicant and owner Jeffrey Crum, 233 New Boston Road, Candia, New Hampshire, 03034. Property location, 233 New Boston Road, Candia, New Hampshire, map 406, lot 96. Intent: seeking a variance to waive terms as stated in Article 6, Section 6.02, Dimensional Requirements, Table of Dimensional Requirements, to permit the demolition of an old 1780s house and a full rebuild on a new foundation, minor changes to rear addition with plans to move structure 10 feet back from where it sits now.
Okay, Mr. Crum, are you here?
Yes.
Would you like to pull your chairs up to the table and explain what you have and what you're doing?
Okay, before we start, I need to take myself out of the deliberation as next door neighbors.
Okay, so you have to leave the table.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Leave the building.
Like that, huh?
Okay, I assume you were Mrs.
Yes.
Crum?
Yes.
Would you tell the board, explain what your problems are and see how we can help you?
Our problems are with the existing residents. It's very, very old. It's lived its life, and we can't keep patching it together anymore. It starts at the ground level, and it works its way all the way up.
Okay.
So what we like to do is we want to keep the footprint fairly similar to what it was, but we do not meet that front setback. So what we're proposing to do is move it back 10 feet from where it is now and also take 4 feet off the back in order to do that 10 feet.
Okay.
And basically take those 4 feet we took off the back and add them onto that side of that rear addition.
Okay, I see. Okay, I see where you're.
And would it still be a variance if the setback is not sufficient? That's 43 feet rather than 50.
Yes.
Even though I mean it's actually
it
if you're going back 33 feet, it's 11 feet that you're going back. So basically, what you're trying to do is to keep this more to get it more into compliance than it is, but you don't have the space because I believe that you've only got 0.8 acres.
Yes.
Correct. So, and it's all ledge that runs through the left side of the property. So we can't turn sideways. And the garage that's back there will probably need to be replaced after the house is done, but it's tucked all the way back up onto that rock wall to the point where I can barely even get between the wall and the building.
Okay.
So we need to leave some space where that garage can come forward in the future without putting the house right on top of the garage.
That rear setback.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay.
And
okay,
in this drawing, this is a stone wall that's the correct edge of your property that we're looking at. Thank you.
That's not quite. That's the one part of that that's not quite to scale because the building is much closer to that wall than.
Yes.
I see.
Okay.
Okay.
How close can that existing garage be to the
25
property?
25 feet on the rear setback. 50
Do you have
feet
that?
In the front.
Is that that's in?
No.
So that's not 25
no.
feet?
No. No.
It's about this much.
So in,
not 25
feet. No. So at the same time, when you rebuild that, if you're bringing it, you said that you wanted to bring it forward some or rebuild it in the same spot.
10 feet back.
No, the existing garage.
Oh, garage.
We
don't
do
know
that
yet.
At some other time.
That's
going
to be in the future, well down the line.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Because if you can rebuild it on the same footprint.
Yes.
Without any kind of variance or anything. If you move it, and it's not within the, if you don't have that 25-foot setback, then you're going to be in the same position you are now.
Correct.
Hopefully, we've talked about doing some changes in the zoning ordinance to allow for situations like this where you're trying to be more in compliance, but you don't have, you just don't have the space.
Correct.
So, so that you wouldn't need a variance, but you'd probably, if it happened, you'd probably need to come back again for that. But right now, we'll just deal with what you have here.
Okay.
So is this building going to be like a cape, or is it going to be similar to what you're tearing down? Or?
It's going to be similar to what we're tearing down.
Yep.
But as the house sits now, there's a second floor, but our staircase is almost straight up, and the stairs are only like this. So it's not even safe going up and down the stairs. So
And the rooms, he hits his head off the light all the time.
Yeah.
So the slope ceiling. We're going to put a second story on that.
Yeah.
And basically get rid of that. The way the house is now, it's got the front section and the back section similar to this.
Mm-hmm.
But in the middle, there's a flat roof. That flat roof is going to essentially disappear,
mm-hmm.
making the house more aesthetically pleasing to the neighbors, I'm assuming. Because the house itself is... It's not... It's become an eyesore.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay.
So,
all right. So you, basically what you're saying is the house is unsafe.
It's getting there.
Yeah. Okay.
You guys live there now?
Yeah. Yes. 20 years. Okay. So we're not doing this out of want.
Right.
It's yeah. more of a necessity than anything.
And we want to stay here.
That's great.
Can I take a look at that, sir?
Yes, sir.
I want to take a peek. Thank you.
You're welcome. And the septic is another big reason why this has to get done, too.
Okay. Where is the septic on this site?
It is right in the, it's right in that little pocket.
That's where it is right now.
Along the left side of the house.
Oh, in here?
Yeah.
It's right in there, yeah.
Right here?
It's just a,
yep.
Correct. It's just a 3,000 gallon holding tank.
Okay.
Is what it is.
But we did get approval for a new one from the state.
Okay,
correct.
So yes. You for a new septic?
Yes.
So to put in a new septic system
yes.
someplace in this
yes.
this area here? Okay. Because right, I'm thinking that the building inspector will probably
yes.
want and need
require that.
That.
Yep.
Okay. Anybody on the board have any other questions? Is there anybody in the audience that has any questions that they would like to ask about this particular case? Is there anyone on Zoom that has any questions about, that would like to ask any questions
you,
or have any comments?
Is that like an image of what this house
about the case?
The new design?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, seeing
this
none.
Is what we're going to see from the street here.
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You mind if I pass that
around? No, absolutely.
Absolutely.
I thought you guys might be interested to see this.
Oh. How'd you do that?
Yeah. My next door neighbor, Leon Austin. He's pretty good with the computer, and he's going
to
help us frame the house.
Nice
so.
Job. Yeah. Yeah. Good.
Okay. This way you can upgrade the septic, the electric, the plumbing.
It's
the
all of it.
Everything.
Yeah, everything is.
Foundation, yeah. Just drainage in general. The only thing that's going to stay is the well.
Well, I mean, if you look at the old houses, first of all, the people were smaller than we are today.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the stairways were always pretty steep, ship stairways. And
the foundation must be fieldstone.
It's right? Stones.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's deteriorating, you know.
They never are dry.
No, never.
Okay, and we have a letter here that I would read to you from the Candia Police Chief. It says, "Dear Madam Chair, I hope this letter finds you well. I am writing in regard to my review of the proposed relocation and construction of a new residence at 233 New Boston Road for Jeff and Carrie Crum. After reviewing the project details and considering the potential impacts, I see no public safety issues associated with this development. The new residence will provide essential services and benefits to the Crumbs, including improved storage and cost effectiveness. I believe it will be a valuable addition to our area. Thank you for your attention to this matter. I look forward to seeing the positive impacts this project will have in the community. Sincerely, Chief Chad Shevlin from the Candia Police Department." So I think that's... let's see, what is this? Oh, and this is from, this is the denial from the building inspector. And he said the existing single-family structure on the site appears to be non-conforming due to its location in relation to the road frontage. The plans provided show an existing distance of less than the proposed 33 feet, and the current Candia zoning ordinance only allows setbacks of 50 feet from the front. Since this modification does not appear to meet any exceptions within Section 2.02, non-conforming uses and structures, and the proposed new single-family dwelling will only be 33 feet from the front line, which is a violation of Section 6.02, Table of Dimensional Requirements of the Candia Zoning Ordinance, which requires 50 feet, then relief through the ZBA's procedures would be needed to be... would need to be granted for this department to be able to approve a building permit for this project. With this denial notice, you have the right to appeal this administrative decision with the Candia Zoning Board of Adjustment, as well as applying for relief through the board's specific powers, i.e. variance, special exception, waiver of dimensional requirements under RSA 67441. So that is why you're here. The police department approves of this. It appears...
Who wrote that?
The one I just read was written by Mr. Dinsmore, building inspector, and then this was from the police chief who also supports this project.
Thank you.
So, okay, so if there are no questions from the audience, and I will close the public hearing, and so I need a motion to close the public hearing.
Move that we close the public hearing.
Second the motion.
Okay, so all in favor?
Kina, aye.
Charters, aye.
Zod, aye.
Steinmetz, aye.
Okay, so we need to go through the five variance criteria and...
Can I read them for you?
Yes, please do, Boyd, and then we'll...
All right, this is section 1402 of the ordinances for the town of Candia. 1402C... The Board of Adjustment shall hear and decide requests for variances from the terms of this ordinance. No variance may be granted unless all five of the following criteria are met. Number one, the variance will not be contrary to the public interest.
All right. Does anyone have any comments about...
I do.
All right, Bill?
Yeah. As a finding of fact, the new house will be 11 feet further back. It will still be 17 feet out of compliance, but 11 feet less so. And strict compliance would be impossible on the site,
right,
given the placement, given the size of the lot and the placement of the existing garage structure.
Okay.
Further, as a finding of fact, it should be more attractive than the existing structure and more functionally safe. In my view, would enhance the value of the area.
Okay. Does anyone else have any other comments about the first variance criteria, that it would not be contrary to the public interest?
Can I make a motion?
Let me check. Do you have anything, Tony?
No,
I have nothing. I think Bill covered it very well.
I move the applicant satisfied number one of the ordinance that... establish that the variance will not be contrary to the public interest for the reasons set forth by Mr. Kina.
All right. And do we have a second to the motion?
I'll second it, Kina.
Okay. All in favor of the motion? Boyd Chivers?
Aye.
Ron Howe? Ron Howe is excused. Sorry. Bill Kina?
Kina, aye.
Tony Steinmetz?
Steinmetz, aye.
And Judith Zott, aye. So he meets the first section for the variance. The second is the spirit of the ordinance is observed. And Boyd, do you want to read that?
Yeah, first? Number two, the spirit of the ordinance is observed. The applicant is clearly trying to comply with the ordinance. They can't do it on both ends of their property, so we're going to do it on the front end now. So I move that this board find that the spirit of the ordinance is observed, because they have no other alternative in this case.
Do we have a second?
I second that. I concur.
Okay. So is there anyone else that has any any other comments that Boyd is saying that they're trying to comply, they're unable to meet the requirements?
No, there's just not enough room here.
Right.
Okay.
You want to take a vote on that?
Yep, in a minute. All right. So we have a motion on the floor. Boyd?
Aye.
Ron is excused. Sorry. Still have to read it. Bill Keena?
Keena, aye.
Tony?
Stymus, aye.
And I vote aye also. So substantial justice is done, is the next section of the ordinance.
So I would address the chair and say that the existing home is becoming unsafe and does not meet the needs of the family and needs to be replaced. And the house proposed is going to be as close to compliant as possible by moving it back as far as it can be.
Okay. Anyone else have any other comments?
And the Crum family will be safer in the new structure.
Okay. Any other comments? No. So then we have a motion on the floor.
I'll make a motion that we approve, that we agree the substantial justice is done.
I'll second it.
All right. Boyd?
Aye.
Ron is excused. Bill?
Keena, aye.
Tony?
Stymus, aye.
And Zott, aye. Okay, little enforcement of the provisions of the ordinance would be... The values of surrounding property will not be diminished.
To the contrary, I think it would enhance.
Yeah, they're going to enhance the value of the properties when they tear this thing down. So, yeah, I agree that they meet... I move that this board find that they satisfy that requirement, number four. There's not going to be a reduction in the value of the surrounding properties.
Okay. Bill, did you have anything else that you wanted to add?
No, I agree. I second the motion.
Tony?
No, I agree with that.
Okay. All right, so we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded that the values of the surrounding properties will not be diminished, that the surrounding properties will be enhanced, and there'd be no reduction in the surrounding properties. So, Boyd?
Aye.
Ron is excused. Bill?
Keena, aye.
Tony?
Stymus, aye.
And I vote aye also. So the next thing, literal enforcement of the provisions of the ordinance will result in unnecessary hardship.
I move this board finds that enforcement of the provisions of this ordinance would, in fact, result in unnecessary hardship to these people.
I would add that it seems impossible to fully comply on that plot of land. So we either have to make a decision to allow the great being closer to compliance by 11 feet, or eliminate the possibility of using the lot, which is not what our intention would be. That would be harmful.
And that would be a hardship.
That would be a hardship and
indeed
not just.
Okay. So any other comments, Tony?
Nope, I concur.
So I will second the motion.
Okay.
Mr. Chivers.
All right. So vote, Boyd?
Aye.
Ron is excused. Bill?
Keena, aye.
Tony?
Stymus, aye.
And I vote aye also. So,
you want a
Mr.
motion?
And Mrs., yes, I would like a motion to...
Having satisfied all five criteria of Section 1402 of the ordinance, I move we approve the applicant's request for a variance under Section 6.02 of the ordinance.
Second the motion.
Okay, so any comments about it? All right, Boyd?
Aye.
Ron is excused. Bill?
Keena, aye.
Tony?
Stymus, aye.
And I vote aye also. So you have your variance.
Thank
it
you.
Will take
Thank
us
you.
A couple of days to write it up, and you call the office. Megan will let you know when it's ready, but you can pull your building permit and start whatever you need to do.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank You're you. Very yes. welcome.
We appreciate
Thank
it.
You. There is a 30-day appeal period.
Judy.
It's always scary, though.
They took a chance. They already cut the power down to the house.
Okay, so that...
Their honor.
I'm taken care of.
They got a camper in there, and they got a secondary power source. So.
This is what I was
They've been cutting
for.
It to the wire, so...
Gotcha.
So... I think we're ready to go.
It'll be a vast improvement.
All right, so Megan, would you please read the next case for us?
Case number 25-006. Applicant and owner A1 Ventures Group, LLC, 43 Lawson Farm Road, Harmondary, New Hampshire, 03052. Property location, Old Candia Road, Candia, New Hampshire, 03034, map 410, lot 162. Intent, seeking an appeal from an administrative decision from and a variance to waive terms as stated in Article 5, Section 5.02, Use Regulations, Table of Use Regulations, to permit the construction of ground-mounted solar array.
Okay, so who is representing the A1 Ventures Group?
That would be the three of us.
Okay, so I'd like to, before you start, I'd like to say something. If you have wished to make comments or in any way, I think Megan has a sheet for you there. Please sign your name and your address. And it's not because we're trying to track you. It's just that it helps her when she's doing the minutes to correctly spell your name and to verify that you, in fact, are a resident of Candia. And that's the only thing. But if you wish to speak, please make sure you sign that. And if you're online and on Zoom and you wish to speak, we'll hear the people who are in here present first. We will hear you second if you wish to comment in any way about the problem. So, sir, if you would be so kind as to state your name and...
Sure. You can pull our chairs up this
yeah,
way.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Please feel free. It's much easier.
So my name is Brett Allard. I'm an attorney with Shaughnessy Allard, and I represent A1 Ventures Group, LLC, which is the owner of this property. And I'm joined here tonight with Joe Sobel and Craig St. Peter, who are the principals of that LLC, and the owners of the Candia First Stop property, which is across the street from, generally across the street from the subject property we're looking at tonight. So this property is tax map 410, lot 162. It's at the corner of the exit 3, Route 101 off-ramp, and the old Candia Road / Route 43 intersection. So it's sort of sandwiched between Route 43 on the north, the off-ramp to the west, and the and 101 to the south. It's in the light industrial 2 district, about 9.5 acres or so, heavily wooded, vacant, and generally downgrade from the roads. If you look at over to the property as you're getting off exit 3, you can see it slopes down pretty steep. You can see it slopes down pretty steep from Route 43, and it is heavily wooded down there. My clients also own about 15 or so acres on abutting parcels to the east of this property. Some of those also have frontage on Route 43. But with respect to tonight, what we're here for actually is two different applications. One's the administrative appeal. One is the variance. They're different standards of review. They're sort of different analysis. If it would please the board, I think we would prefer to move forward with the variance application first. Mm-hmm. We think it's pretty straightforward. We think we've satisfied the criteria, and we hope the board agrees. But hopefully, if things go well with that, then the administrative appeal would become moot,
right.
And we wouldn't have to address it. So that would be our inclination, if that's okay.
That was also our, after reviewing everything, that was also our conclusion, that it would be better to just look at your variance and have you go through the 5 criteria for the variance and explain everything to us.
Great. So that's what we'll do. We're proposing essentially a solar field, a ground-mounted solar array on this lot. It would completely power the first stop property across the street and then some. It'll generate electrical power back into the Eversource grid through net metering and replicate the annual electric power used by the first stop property. And if anyone has any further technical questions, I would ask you not to ask me about them.
I would storage on site. So you're just pumping it back to Eversource through net metering and then you essentially get a free utility bill where they actually pay you.
It's a credit.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Okay. Understood.
So if you we did submit a plan. I have some extra copies if the board
is this what you're thinking
them.
About?
Yes, it is.
Yep, okay. We've got that.
Okay, great. And so as you can see on that plan, we're proposing access, which is going to be a 16-foot wide gravel drive. You can see it runs off the sheet here to the east onto some of those other properties that are owned by Joe and Craig.
Could you show us where you're talking about?
Yeah, like where's first stop, et cetera.
Just, oh, sure.
Is here.
So, yeah, if you're looking at this map, the first stop is north. It's sort of straight up and maybe a little to the...
First stop is over here.
Actually, if you look at the locus map in the top right corner, you can see the first stop driveway right next to the word old on Old Candier Road.
Yeah, oh, here.
Okay.
So that gives you an idea of where it is.
Gotcha.
Okay.
And this is lot 162.
Okay.
So it's that one that's the long rectangular-ish.
Yep.
So okay. And
this is not the area where they're boxed?
No. It's closer to the ramp.
Yeah.
That direction.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yep,
now, is that all one piece of property? You mentioned that you have...
It's 24 acres in total, but it's broken into four lots right now.
Okay, so it's already subdivided or whatever.
It is.
In fact, basically, this lot, there's nothing else that would be done with it other than the solar array.
Right, which is actually precisely why we're here. And I was going to get into this a little later, but it makes sense to raise it now. The reason for the variance, because there's solar panels, other companies and folks have solar panels in town, but they're all accessory uses to pre-existing principal uses.
Right.
The reason we need the variance here is because the solar would be itself a principal use, and the ordinance just hasn't really caught up
yet. Address it.
Right. So
this is all lot 162 then.
This is all on lot 162.
Yes. Okay.
Is it 162 or 162-1?
It's 162.
162. And then once
that line that bisects that 162 and 162-1, is that the railroad bed?
Yes. That's the rail trail.
Yep.
The rail trail. Yep. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So if you, one would assume that you have to cut the trees to get in there, you wouldn't be cutting the trees right next to the highway so that it would... So you would still have some of the buffer of the trees to buffer the noise from the highway.
Absolutely. Right. You can see on the plan the sort of squiggly line around the solar array. That's the wooded buffer that would remain. And that surrounds the entire solar array as well as the driveway in and out of the property.
It's there now, that wooded buffer?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, so this line isn't chain link fence around the array.
No.
No, that's a wooded buffer.
Typically there is.
There will be.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, around it. Yeah.
So is this the access road that you're talking about here?
Correct.
And that comes... that's coming... Where is that coming out?
That comes out onto lot 161, if you refer back up to that locus map top right.
Yeah, I'm just... It looks like it's coming, like, somewhere around here, and then it goes up to... I guess the question I'm asking is, where does it come into?
Because
it's down here. Where does it connect up to here?
Yeah, are you guys proposing to run that access road up to?
The road is almost directly across from our driveway at Candia First Stop.
Okay, so it would go across 162.
And then connect to that.
And then on to 161 and then connect, go across 162 to 161.
160.
Yeah.
It would start at 160. and continue over to 162.
Oh, okay, that's right, because 161 is that little tiny triangle. 161
is just a one-acre triangle there.
Okay.
It'll miss that.
I guess the best orientation is the trailers that are there now.
Yeah.
So that's the driveway.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you just go behind the trailers, and there's a cart path already in there.
Oh, all
right. So we're just going to follow the cart path up to this location.
Okay.
So we're not really building much. We're just kind of putting some gravel.
Improving what already exists.
Yeah. So how visible is this going to be from 43?
No.
It's not very.
Not very. It's down.
Yeah, it's really
steep. It's
wooded
in front, and it's obviously the woods are here, and it's down here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can see it.
No.
And these panels will only sit maybe 8 to 10 feet off the ground at the most, and even less as they slope down.
They almost duplicate the golf course panels, if you're familiar with those.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
In size.
Judith certainly is. She lives close.
Yeah, I went out and counted them the other day.
I was just playing there Saturday morning. I tried not to hit him with my golf ball. Yeah.
That's all right. I'll pick it up when you lose it. So. All right. So if you would be so kind as to continue and
sure. So that's sort of the situation out there in terms of the orientation. Again, Candy has a permissive zoning ordinance, which essentially means that there's an exhaustive list of uses, and anything that's not listed is generally prohibited. So I think that's probably the case, because the ordinance just hasn't quite caught up to solar yet. It's sort of a new and emerging technology, at least in terms of sort of arrays like this. So it's not a situation where, you know, there was consideration about it and it was rejected by the residents, and it's this thing that no one wants. It's just, you know, the ordinance is silent on it right now, at least until the ordinance catches up. So it's that silence that triggers the need for the variance. Mm-hmm. But the solar type, you know, clean renewable energy is really a desirable use, both in New Hampshire generally and in Candia. And there's some state statutes that talk about this, RSA 672:1, which I don't need to read.
We've all read it.
Verbatim, but yeah. It encourages solar. It sort of says that it's sort of almost like a carve out of that general rule of a permissive ordinance, where it says, hey, even if the ordinance doesn't talk about solar, that doesn't mean you should infer a prohibition, right, which is sort of the opposite of the typical rule of a permissive zoning ordinance. So it's sort of unique in that regard. And the town of Candia, as you guys probably all know, in 2023 came up with a draft community power plan. My understanding is that was passed by the voters at the 2024 town warrant meeting. And that plan indicates that Candia seeks to support renewable energy generation located within Candia, and seeks to support the growth of renewable energy, thereby displacing fossil fuels and reducing greenhouse gas emissions. So, you know, everything's on track, both on the state level and I think on the town level, to sort of encourage this type of development, and particularly so with the town adopting that community action power plan. So, again, it's just the fact that there's no principal use here. If there was a principal use, maybe this would be accessory to it, and it would be permitted by right, wouldn't even need a variance. That's probably what happened with the golf course,
historic motorsports.
Yeah, Seacoast Special Cars up on Route 27. They have theirs on their roof. But it's vacant, so it is the principal use. The ordinance hasn't called it out yet, so we're here for a variance to ask for a use variance from the table of uses to allow it as the principal use on the site.
So you're thinking this is basically going to be a net loss or whatever, that the power you're going to use at first off is what you're going to generate. You're not going to be putting a lot into the...
We're not asking for anyone to else
join
us.
So I guess my question here is, if that's the case, how is this any different than the golf course that's using the power from theirs, except that they literally can run a wire from here to there,
yeah,
and you can't.
That's exactly the reason.
They're on the same property.
Because it's on the same property. This is across the street. So that's why if it was on the property, and originally when they were talking about it, they were talking about putting it on the First Stop property. But for whatever reason, they decided to expand it, and which is within their right. And so now, because it is on a different piece of property, it is now the primary use of the property, okay. not an accessory use. It's on the golf course, on the car place.
Okay.
It's on their building, and it is an accessory use. And if they had put it on their on the first stop property, it would be an accessory use, and they would go in and get their building permit, right. And that would be it.
This strikes me as being down in the hollow.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you've done your homework as far as the solar potential. It seems like it's not the most ideal place to put solar panels. Am I missing something? may be what you
I
have.
I think it's a good place because the panels are facing south. It's wide open. There's no structures in front of it. It's great.
Plus, there is some elevation.
And it faces south. It faces south. The panels will face south. They're right. East. When you think of that road that runs east to west, the panels are facing south. So they're going to get the sun from that location. They're going to have the majority of the sun.
But obviously, you're going to have to cut back trees quite a ways around this, too.
Yeah,
there'll be some clearing.
That.
On the south side, but largely, a lot of those trees have been taken down.
Down anyway. I mean, that was all logged.
A few years back. But also, the Eversource utility pole is about 50 yards away from the north part of our solar array. So it's very convenient to tie into Eversource right there without any big disruption. No disruption to Route 43.
Mm-hmm.
No digging in Route 43. This is a sensible.
So how does this work? My understanding is you generate the power, it goes into the grid,
right.
You get credit for the power, and then if there's any, if there's any excess power, I don't know if you get a monetary credit for it or something. I don't know how that works. So.
We do. We're not completely clear on if it's an equivalent to the credit or if it's
I'm sure it's a small percentage. I would think that knowing public service is probably a small percentage.
It's a small percentage, we believe. So we're not looking to sell this power off. We're looking to create just enough power and maybe 10% more for those years where it's not as sunny to create enough power to run our business and no more. Really.
So you don't have any hopes in expanding this?
We don't have
some
any,
other.
We do not have any plans of expanding it whatsoever.
Basically, you want to.
We would like
net zero situation.
It's self-serving
to support the business.
Yeah. We would like to develop the property. We've been trying to develop it to create a more of an industrial base in Candia. The limitation without town water and sewer has been a factor in some of the developments we've considered and others have considered. We will not intend to expand this beyond what is shown here.
So the only reason you're here tonight is because you have two separate lots. If they were all on the same tax map and lot number, you wouldn't be here tonight.
That's correct.
And actually, the metering, the net metering, if we were on the other side, we would still have the exact same hookup. We'd hook into the pole, a pole, on our property, and you get net metering. That way you get a credit. So the net effect is, no pun intended there, but it's the same.
Same, yeah.
Either side of the road.
Right.
Okay.
Well,
just to clarify, you find that the property, these lots, this particular lot, there's not a lot of other things you could do to develop that property.
It's challenging.
So this gives a use to the property, creates some tax revenue for the town. And it's not going to be an eyesore. I mean, it might not be very visible at all. And if it is, is there any house in this area that could see this thing?
No,
it's sandwiched between highways and off-ramps.
And it's in a light industrial area anyway.
And it's pretty passive, low-intensity use, no traffic impacts. You don't have,
Right.
Yeah, I mean, maybe as they're building it, right?
Yeah, it's negligible, though, compared to the daily traffic on Route 43, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How will this create more jobs, as you've said in your explanation here?
Well, it helps reduce some of our costs, of our operating costs for our business. That's very, you know, we're trying to save money so we can keep people employed and
so expand. So the job creation is within
Candy,
first thought.
Right, yes. Right. And it does create jobs for construction.
Well, yeah.
And also a lot of tax revenue would be something like that.
There's revenue. Yep.
Good.
Okay. So, Mr. Allard, would you like to continue?
Yeah, I'll briefly run through the criteria, but I'll be very brief. We don't believe that they're granting the variance would be contrary to the public interest. This is, you know, encouraged by the public interest. It's not going to change the essential character of the area. Again, it's an isolated site. It's sandwiched between two highways and an off-ramp, significantly downgrade, good amount of screening, a low-intensity use, and there's public interest and support for clean and renewable solar energy in town and beyond. We believe the spirit of the ordinance would be observed. Again, notwithstanding the silence in the ordinance on solar, the zoning ordinance, the master plan, the community power plan, they all encourage these types of uses, as does the town generally. We think substantial justice would be done. It's the balance between public and private harms and benefits. As you just heard, the project will enable the owners to reduce their operational costs, improve energy independence, and facilitate a more sustainable business model, which is great for them, without causing any harm to the public. And in fact, you know, this is encouraged by the public. There's benefits to the public. You talked about the tax revenue and power back into the grid. So we think the equities favor the applicant in that criteria. We don't see any diminishment to the values of surrounding properties just based on the nature of the site, the characteristics of the site, the location of the site, and again, it is a passive low-intensity use, not near any neighborhoods, not near any residences or anything like that. Unnecessary hardship, we think there are a number of special conditions, and again, it is the site and its location, and the fact that it's sandwiched between those highways in a vacant property, which happens to be a separate tax lot, but is directly across the street from my client's property, which is why we're here. That really is, you know, the bisection of Route 43, and the fact that the two separate lots is a unique condition that sort of caused a hardship. And again, that not having town water and sewer has impeded some of what I guess maybe would be industrial development out there. But owing to those special conditions, we don't see any fair reason to really apply them here, substantial reason to apply them here. I think it's a good project. You know, we think it's a good step in the right direction in terms of energy generation. It's a perfect site for this sort of thing. It's as close to being permitted by right as you could possibly be, probably, while still needing a variance. You know, not necessarily or by any means a gross deviation from the intent or the spirit of the ordinance or anything like that. Great benefits to the owner, great benefits to the public. And we would ask that the board grant the variance.
One other question, just out of curiosity, how much acreage does this actually involve? Do you know?
It's around somewhere between close to 80,000 square feet.
About two acres.
Well, a little under.
Because
an acre is 43, right, 560.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
So it's really a small part of this.
It is. Of the 24 acres, we're taking up 1 point something acres of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any difficulty getting the panels and all the equipment?
Time will tell.
The tariffs.
Time will tell.
Most of these are made in China, right?
It's a lot.
Pricing is up and down. These days. There's some uncertainty on that, but we're going to forge ahead if we can achieve a variance tonight.
Which is good for 2 years. So,
what's that?
A variance is good for 2 years, so hopefully they would.
Yeah, you have 2 years.
Yeah.
Yes.
You'll figure it out.
How long would you expect to have it up, out of curiosity?
Well, if we can do the procurement, it takes we'll be there about 2 months building it.
That's fast.
Yeah.
So, if you receive the variance tonight, I think maybe what I think here Bill's saying, or what my question would be, is like, when would you start if you got your variance? When could we think?
We would go to the planning board.
That's right, because the planning board has to approve your site plan.
We have to go over that hurdle and follow that process.
Okay.
And then, you know, also simultaneously be working on an Eversource interconnection,
okay,
which we can't really proceed with without some certainty from the board tonight.
Yeah.
I'm just curious, how do you get the wire on Route 43?
There is a hole on the south side of 43,
really?
Close to the positioning of these, within 50 yards.
It's actually probably
so we won't be touching Route 43, thankfully.
Okay.
They're sending everything back to Eversource.
How are the solar
panels with their normal power will be the same as it is today for that.
The owners will maintain them, and
you're out there yourself.
our contractor.
Our contractor. If something goes wrong electronically, they would go out and fix it, and so forth.
Good.
What is the lifespan of the
typical warranties are 25 years, Judith.
And then what happens after 25 years?
New ones.
I think is the purview probably.
We hope we're still alive to answer that.
Come back to Ella.
Looking around the room, I think most of us in the room.
By then, Judy, I would expect to see another generation of solar panels.
And efficient, far better.
Far better. But they do, at some point, they reduce ineffectiveness and then become ineffective. So.
And I mean, all of the folks here in Candy and other places that have panels, we'll be thinking about the same
thing. Well, I think probably at the same time,
I guess so.
Okay, but that's a planning board issue, not an issue for us. So does anybody on the board have any questions about anything that's been presented so far?
No, well, one other comment on it. It's my understanding you can remove those panels and swap them out, repair them.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So
yeah.
Okay.
If indeed they
start. It's almost an erector set.
Right.
Exactly.
So they could use the infrastructure if
was
still the rack and stuff and just
replace
panels. Okay. So is there anyone else that has... Tony, do you have any questions? Any other questions? Boyd?
No.
Ron?
No one.
Okay, so we'll open questions to the audience. If you wish to speak, please make sure that you've signed on the sheet. It states your name and your address, please.
Hello, members of the board. My name is Tom Severino, 92 Adams Road. And I'm just wondering if they hog all the sun on those panels, is that going to diminish the amount of sun that ends up in my yard?
Yeah.
We'll make sure there's plenty, buddy.
Wonderful.
Hey, we don't want you to get burned.
No, in all seriousness, I did review the plan. It's a great spot for that. We've looked at numerous renditions of each time. They've been very diligently trying to get someone onto those parcels, and we've done budgeting for different people and different effects, and it's just expensive to build, and again, no water, no sewer in town. This piece is the furthest piece, so it's was the hardest to get at from most of these developments. So actually, this is a great use for this particular piece, that if this land does get used for some type of industrial use, it would be more on the part where the trailers are, where it's more open and more accessible and less expensive for site costs. So I endorse what they're trying to do.
Great.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who wishes to speak in favor or in opposed?
Dean Young, I'd just like to speak in favor of this project. Anything these guys have done has been top shelf. I think where it's going, I've looked at the plan as the fire chief. I'm speaking as a citizen, though. Where it's going, as Tom spoke, great spot for it, good use of the property, and it leaves a lot of the, what I would call the better property for future development. I know the guys really well, and they're working their tails off to try and get something built there to help us in town. But I'm fully in favor of it, and I love solar, and I think it's. I would urge the board to pass this.
Thank you, Mr. Young. Is there anyone else in the audience who wishes to make a statement, either in favor or in opposed? Sure. Yes, sir. State your name, please.
Kevin Coughlin, Langford Road. I am the Energy Recycling Committee spun off of Community Power committee, which I became the chairman of, and we were involved in the development of that document and been working towards just improving power solutions in town, hopefully to the advantage of the citizens. But this is a kind of a standalone case, but it's right up the alley of what's been trying to be implemented, and so I just wanted to voice my support for it.
All right, thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Anybody else in the audience who wishes to speak? Is there any? I'm sorry, Mrs. Young?
I don't have to say anything. I just want to, Susan Young, 334 Deerfield Road, and I want to just tell you I support this highly. I think it's a great idea.
Great. Thank you, Mrs. Young. Is there anyone who is on Zoom that wishes to speak? Okay, seeing no one, is there... Ed, does the board have any other questions or anything else? So once you need to know that once we, this is a hearing, once we close the hearing, we will then have a meeting. And once the board sits and discusses the five variance criteria, there can be no other information from the audience or from the applicants. So this is the time to speak. If not, once we close the hearing, then the board will decide tonight. We'll go through the five variance criteria. We'll decide tonight and to either grant the variance or deny the variance. So, yes, sir. Please stand and state your name and where you live.
My name's Kenny Sell. I'm a resident of Candy, 82 Hook Road. And also, we're commercial brokers in the realty. And we look at a lot of projects. This is perfect. Absolutely perfect for that site. I couldn't think of a better use for it.
Thank you, sir, for your comments. We appreciate them. So if there's no other comments, we will close the hearing, and I'll take a motion to close the hearing.
Will we close the public hearing?
A second?
I second it.
Okay. Vote.
Keena, aye.
Howe, aye.
Shriver's, aye.
Zod, aye.
Steinmetz, aye.
Okay. So... we need to go through the five variance criteria.
Madam Chairman, would it be helpful if I gave a few findings of fact?
As we do go through each of the variance criteria, absolutely. And then if we have other findings of fact that we can certainly add to them.
Good.
Okay, so the Boyd, do you want to read the first one?
Yes, this is section 1402 of the ordinance, section C. The Board of Adjustment shall hear and decide requests for variances from the terms of this ordinance. No variance may be granted unless all five of the following criteria are met. Number one, the variance will not be contrary to the public interest. I move that this board find that this granting this variance will not be contrary to the public interest. Indeed, it is encouraged by RSA 672-3A to consider solar is a viable source of energy in New Hampshire. So it's consistent with the public interest.
Okay.
That's a motion.
Thank you. Do we have a second, and
yes,
we have other comments? Do we have a second for his motion?
Yeah, I will second the motion and
okay,
make
and
a
so
comment that this is a piece of land that is difficult to develop, and that doing so in this instance will not only further the town aims of encouraging clean energy, it will also help generate tax revenue for us.
Good.
Anybody else have anything? Any other comments? I personally think that where it's located is the spirit of the ordinance is observed, and when you, I mean, contrary to the public interest, the thing is, it's because of its location, it in no way changes the rural character of the town. It's the entrance to our town. You're not going to see it. It's
yeah,
it's the way it's down in there. It's and as people have said, it's the perfect place for something like this. So I think that it does preserve the town's rural character. Anybody else have any other comments? No. All right, so then we can vote. We have a motion. We can vote on it. Boyd?
Aye.
Ron?
Aye.
Bill?
Keena, aye.
Tony?
I'm aye.
And Zod, aye. The spirit of the ordinance is observed.
I move the board find that the spirit of the ordinance is observed, is consistent with the community power plan and the master plan of the town of Candia.
I'll second that. I agree with the comments that you made, Mr. Vice Chair, and would add that the ordinance is silent, you know, and I'm sure in some future date we'll be more clear about this, but my confidence is that if it were spelled out, it would be in support of this.
Okay, any other comments? Ron?
No.
Okay.
Are we voting aye?
Yeah, and, no.
Yes. So, and you have...
Aye.
Okay, you have other comments, Boyd?
Aye.
Okay. Tony, you go ahead, and then I just have one thing to say. Go ahead.
Aye.
All right, and I just, there's no traffic. There's no additional traffic at the end. This is the entrance of the town, so...
Other than construction.
Yeah. So, it, and there's no cost...
I didn't vote yet, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I'll get you.
All right.
And there's no cost, there's no town services required for this. So, I vote yes, so... And Boyd, you voted yes.
Yes.
Ron Howe?
Yeah, aye.
And Bill?
Aye.
And Tony?
Aye.
Okay, substantial aye. Justice.
I move the board find that there's substantial justice is done by granting this variance because it would be an injustice to not grant it. Mm-hmm. They reduce their operating costs, they increase the tax revenue to the town of Candia, and there's no conflict here with the ordinance in any sense.
Okay, Bill, did you have anything else to add to that?
I concur.
Okay. Let me just see. I know that when we're talking about justice, the ordinance doesn't speak to this. But if you think about any place in Candia where you could have solar, this would be a perfect site for this.
If you're not going to do something like this there, what else are you going to do there?
That's right.
This is just because there is little, it would be unjust to forbid its use, and there's not much else that could be done.
Okay. And just because we haven't been able to address the solar doesn't mean that we don't want it.
Correct.
Right. Okay. So the next one is, so we need to vote.
Yeah, I'll second the motion. I don't think anybody seconded it.
All right. So Boyd?
Yes. Aye.
Ron Howe?
Aye.
Bill?
Keena, aye.
Tony?
Simon's aye.
And Zot, aye. The values of surrounding properties are not diminished.
I move the board find that the values of surrounding properties are not diminished. I mean, how can you... diminish the value of the rail bed or Route 43 or the highway with your solar. Well, you can't do it. There's no surrounding property.
Thank you.
In conservation land on the other side.
Since the air is already zoned for light industrial and not visible to any homes,
right.
And
you're not going to see it.
Won't be even that easy to see from the road.
This is the easiest one to meet right here.
Yep. So
that's the motion, Madam Chairman.
Yes, so basically what we've said is there are no other properties near the site.
Yeah.
The site is surrounded by, so to be diminished. Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Boyd?
Aye.
Ron?
How aye.
Bill?
Keena, aye.
Tony?
I'm a tie.
And Zot, aye.
And the last one, number five, literal enforcement of the provisions of the ordinance would result in an unnecessary hardship. Agreed.
Clearly it would, because what else would you do with
it? Well, it renders the property useless for any use. I mean, there would be a hardship in following.
Mm-hmm. Well, the site's not serviced by water or sewer, so it's difficult to, I mean, it's one thing for, if you have a house and you have four people living in the house, to provide sewer and water for the house. When you're talking about putting in an office building or some kind of a manufacturing facility, then you have multiple people that are going to be using that, and there are wetlands, so it, I think that's a hardship. The fact that they've tried to develop this property and they can't get someone to be on the property because of the limitations of the slope, the limitations in the sewer and water is a hardship. And it's low and passive. It's passive. It doesn't harm anyone. You couldn't find a better place in town for the solar, for this array.
I'll make a motion to agree that little enforcement of the provision would result in unnecessary hardship.
I'll second it.
Okay, Boyd?
Aye.
Ron?
How aye.
Kina?
Aye.
Steinmetz?
Steinmetz, aye.
Sod, aye. So I need a motion to approve the request for a variance.
I move that we approve the variance as requested.
Under Section 502.
Under Section 502, thank you.
For the reasons,
findings of fact, and for that it meets the five criteria that we've just reviewed.
Okay.
Can I second that motion?
Tony, you want to second the motion, please?
I'll second that motion.
Thank you, Tony.
You're welcome.
Okay. Kina?
Aye.
How aye.
Charter's aye.
Zod aye.
Climate aye.
Okay, so you have your variance. It'll take a couple of days for us to get the findings of fact written up and to get your variance written up. So probably Thursday, Friday, maybe? Thursday. Well, she's not here on Friday, so Thursday we'll probably have the paperwork for you. So you could probably contact the planning board and have them get their things together.
Right.
And quite honestly, sir, I'd like to compliment you. You did a really great job for these people. I mean, you were right on with everything. So
you
did a non-confrontational and just you did a really good job. So it was a pleasure.
Does he get a lollipop? Is that good?
I'll take one. Yeah. And just so the record's clear, we'll consider our administrative appeal withdrawn.
Oh yes, that will handle that.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to withdraw. So
it's on the records.
Okay. So that's fine.
Yep.
It was the best. We feel the best way.
Yeah, absolutely.
We agreed with you. So it's great.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. Thanks. Good luck with your project. It's
thanks, Boyd.
Really,
thanks, Ron.
Two miles that way.
It's a really good
place.
Thank you.
Thank you. You will.
You'll go to first. My wife and I Friday lunch there every week.
I just hope you don't save all this money on electricity and end up paying it taxes.
It comes and goes.
Yeah.
Thank you for moving up the meeting too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
well,
no,
that's
good.
Good for
it's good.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Craig, good to meet you, buddy.
Joe.
I got it wrong. I'm sorry.
Oh,
thought I had it right. Joe, good to meet you.
It's helpful and willing to work with it.
Okay, just to give you an idea of how much tax revenue is involved in the solar arrays at the golf course. That adds $330,000 value to that property.
Do we need to close the session, by the way?
Okay, so we are still having a meeting. We have
minutes
to approve from the.
I've reviewed the minutes, and I would move to approve them as is, unless anyone has any other.
I'll second that.
Okay. Do we have any comments on the minutes?
Just that Megan does a great job on the minutes.
They look good and they came out fast.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Which minute are we talking about now? April?
The last meeting.
The last meeting.
Yeah,
the
April.
Okay.
And
we
then
have February's in here.
They're in here.
We've also we've done the February minutes, I think.
We did?
Megan, we have done the February minutes.
Yes, we have.
Yeah.
The minutes we're talking about right now should be at the very back of the right hand.
Yeah, I got it.
April 42nd.
Yep.
Anybody have any comments about the minutes? Bill made a motion that we approve them as presented. We have a second to the motion. If there are no comments, we'll go for a vote on that. Okay, Bill?
Aye.
Ron?
How aye.
Charter's aye.
Zod aye.
Climate's aye.
All right. Okay, the other thing that we have to do is we have to seal the minutes of our
non-public
meeting, and because and under it's a RSA 91A.
91A32L,
right?
Yes.
Yes. As being, because they were we were discussing privileged information from the attorney.
Right. I move we seal the minutes from our non-public meeting at 6:15 this morning.
Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay. Any discussion? Kina?
Kina, aye.
How aye.
Chargers, aye.
Zod, aye.
Stamets, aye.
All right. Is there any other minute, is there any business to come before the board tonight? Okay, so, yes?
Review and maybe refresh the ordinance. Are we ever going to address that? Am I okay here?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. What? One of the things that I've been talking with Will about, where we were talking about this whole thing where we haven't addressed solar, and Will is familiar with ordinances that are in other towns. And so he's keeping a file that because we see the holes in the ordinance, but we don't fix it. That's the purview of the planning board. So Will is keeping a file, and we hope to get together with Tim Darcy from the planning board and say, look, these are things that we find that you need to be planning on. We obviously need an ordinance that addresses solar.
Perhaps we could draft an outline of what it should be, addressed by it.
Well,
should it be other than solar, other issues, other energy generation as well as solar? I mean, solar is probably the key one, but we could have somebody trying to put a windmill in.
Windmills,
geothermal.
Yeah.
Or So, I mean, I think we need to...
Well, the only thing I would say is that I think we can ask Will to see if he can find, if he knows of ordinances that address these kinds of things. But that information has to be brought to the planning board.
Right.
Because the planning board, so it doesn't do us any good to write it up. It's the planning board that has to write up the ordinances.
Here's an idea. Why don't we send a memo to the planning board, tell them about this problem we just encountered, and encourage them to do the legwork.
Sure.
And draft.
I think it's appropriate that a zoning board does actually have the authority to draft, in some sense, or request in some sense, to the planning board an amendment to.
Right.
Yeah.
Because the planning board has to get it from someplace, and get it from the select board, the zoning board, and then from the general public.
But it's not our job to draft the ordinance.
Not necessarily. You just propose something to them. So
and they're
going to
change
attention.
It if they want it to anyway.
That's right.
So.
And it can be, and so I could present something to the zoning board during a meeting to get the conversation rolling. And you could talk about it some more, about your own thoughts on it, and then present that to the planning board.
Okay, that's a good thought. Yeah. And Will is a great resource. I can't tell you how helpful he has been, how helpful he was on this case, but on other cases that when I come to him and I can sit to him and he's and he knows, you say something and he knows where to look for it and he knows it, and so he's really a tremendous resource for us and for the town. So I think
what's the process of doing this? How does it start?
Okay, well somehow the planning board needs to know that there's a problem, and I know that in previous years I used to keep a list of them when we'd have cases that came forward, and it was, as we see now, it was something that where the board needed, we obviously have a hole and we need an ordinance to fill the hole, and I'd write them down, and then I'd go to a planning board meeting and say, hey, look, these are the places where we see you need to be able to do this, and I think that it's appropriate to get it fairly soon because they start October presenting, October, November, starting to present these things in public hearings, but they've got to have time to write this stuff up and to be able to find this stuff. So I think it's appropriate for us to let them know the holes that we see fairly soon, so, and to suggest
if one of us should stumble on something in the ordinance, do we notify you, or do we notify Will, or how's that?
I think the way you should do it is we should put it as a piece of an agenda for one of your meetings. You have the meeting. It doesn't have to be a meeting for somebody applying for a variance or something, and right. You can hold a meeting specifically just for that, and bring your thoughts to the table, and the zoning board can come up with their own edits that they want to throw out the planning.
What you're saying is that if you found some of these solar ordinances, that at the next meeting we could look at them and say,
if the zoning board decided to hold a meeting to discuss possible edits to the zoning ordinance, then you could request that staff does some research for you. That's what we're here for, on certain subjects. And members of the board can bring their bring attention to specific ordinances that they're concerned about. And
would you recommend we get together quarterly or more frequently, or
as much as the board thinks it needs.
Or I wonder if it would be appropriate to hold a joint meeting with the planning board
about that, and we never have.
Right.
But it seems like it would make a whole lot of sense.
Especially if we have several things right now, that maybe it would be appropriate to get in touch with Tim and say, look, we have some things we'd like to discuss with your board. Can we have a... Because we're calling the meeting, we chair the meeting. Our board would chair it, but we could get together and with the members of the planning board and say, look, these are things that we've got. We've got some things that we found here that might be helpful to you, and this is why we've done it.
Yes, it's challenging enough to get us together, let alone with the plan. Don't you think we should start out like baby steps and our group, and then maybe move on to what you just said?
My only problem is, I mean, we've identified the problem. We look at this and we say, our board has identified a problem. We have no ordinance for solar.
Yeah, but we have a lot of problems with the ordinance.
Oh, I know. But, I mean, say in this particular case, we have found that we have no ordinance that it has any regulation for solar. And so we've had to grant a variance for this project, but we find that there could be problems. So I think it's appropriate. I'm not sure it's appropriate for us to write it, because that is the purview of the planning board to write the ordinances. It's not the purview of our board, but I think it is our responsibility to let them know that we find that these are areas of the ordinance that we think need attention. You need to be aware that this is going to be a problem ongoing if we don't say this is how we want to deal with this kinds of thing, that solar up to so many panels maybe here, and or where, how you want to deal with this with any kind of, and as someone said, any kind of renewable resource, if you want to have windmills or whatever you want to do for solar and or for electrical generation. So it's incumbent on the planning board to write those. That's what they do. They write the ordinances. We don't write the ordinances. We find the holes in the ordinances.
Why don't we go find the hole and say we recommend that you address this by, for example, allowing solar on adjacent properties, under these circumstances.
Or perhaps sending them... getting the things that Will has and saying this, we found this hole, and we
agree or support something along the lines that's been done.
Basically, the fact that this is an adjacent property really doesn't make any difference. What you're really looking at is commercial solar, and how do you permit commercial solar?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the
dimensional requirements for the first case, I mean, they got 0.8 acres, under an acre, and in the ordinance it starts with 3 acres. Does it apply to that?
Yes, because it's pre-existing.
Yeah, pre-existing.
They, That building dates back a couple of years.
But once they tear it down and start over, then they have to come see us.
But one of the things that Will, when we were talking about this, one of the things that Will brought to our attention was that he said other towns have a provision in their ordinance that says if you are in this situation and you have to, in this case, tear down or rebuild,
if you
are making it more in compliance, you don't need a variance as long as you are making it more in compliance. If you can't make it completely in compliance,
he could then
give the building permit and save these people the trouble of having to.
But the problem with that is they could have moved that back 2 feet when they, in fact, could have moved
it
back
15. You'd have to write it so that they're making it as compliant as possible.
And so now, you know, they're writing the ordinance, we're not. You know?
But even if it's 2 feet, if it's more in compliance, if they're not putting it closer, but if you're putting it back 2 feet or 4 feet, whatever, instead of they're making it more in compliance.
But the way I would write that, I would say if I was going to make that a standing part of our ordinance, I would say that they have to make it as compliant as reasonably
possible.
Right.
Yeah, if and you that, said
then,
that.
You know, because I wouldn't want to move 2 inches back. That then, if you've just tricked us, you know, I would want it to be that.
I mean, it's like
we could write it. We could
that garage of theirs is literally 2 feet from my property line.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was there. It was there before we had zoning.
Yeah.
And the thing is, they could rebuild.
It doesn't bother me, but.
But they could rebuild that garage on that footprint.
Right.
Yeah.
If they could take it down and rebuild it on the footprint, it's when they move it off that footprint, it's just like the house. They could build that house back right where it was.
Yeah.
And they would need no variances or anything. But because they want to change the footprint, that's where they need a variance. And the thing that Will was saying is if you some way write it so that if it says that they're going to be more in compliance, then they don't need a variance as long as they're going to be more in compliance. Like
if they
took down the garage and instead of 2 feet, it was 4 feet
from
your property.
Yeah.
Yes, you go ahead, Bill. Thank you.
I pulled my back the other day, so.
Oh. Gee, too bad you don't know anybody in the medical field that could help you.
I've got lots of doctor advice, believe me. Oh, my gosh. Nurses
too bad my daughter's not here. She'd work on you. She'd fix you up.
Daughter.
Can we adjourn the meeting?
Yeah, we need to. Do we have anything else we need to talk about?
No.
Okay, so then I would
move to adjourn at 7:50.
I would appreciate a motion for adjournment.
I just did.
Okay, Ron seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, the meeting is adjourned.